Friday, December 8th, 2023. Welcome to episode 81 of the Alameda Postcast, an audio service of the Alameda Post. I'm your host, Scott Peeler. In this edition of the Postcast, the City Council discusses the proposed Oakland Harbor Turning Basin Widening Project and moves forward on the capital improvement program related to the city's rent control. The Alameda Post, among those testifying before the California Senate Judiciary Committee on the importance of journalism in the digital age. Alameda Unified School District Board of Education will be holding a public interview to fill a vacancy. The Alameda Library looking to add tools to their offerings. One of our bald eagles is back. Upcoming holiday offerings include Alameda Sings and Santa on the USS Hornet, plus a movie recommendation for a monstrously good time. These stories and more on this edition of the Alameda Postcast. Our top story. On Tuesday, December 5th, City Council reviewed and commented on the Port of Oakland's draft environmental impact report for the Oakland Harbor Turning Basin Widening Project, as well as city staff's draft response letter. If you've ever seen the big ships being turned around on Alameda's North Shore, that's what a turning basin is. As container shipping has improved over the years, the vessels carrying the containers have gotten larger. The turning basins at Oakland were originally constructed to handle 1,100-foot ships. Now those ships are more frequently 1,300 feet in length, and the existing basins serve as something of a bottleneck for the port. The widening would involve removing 6 acres of shoreline and maritime commercial land uses and would require over 2 years of demolition and heavy construction activities. Alameda residents and two public parks would be within 400 and 350 feet of the project. During the discussion, multiple concerns were raised, including Malia Vella asking about impact on the Posey Tube, and Mayor Marilyn Ezzie Ashcraft wondering why Alameda seemed to be bearing more of the brunt of the project than did Oakland. Ultimately, the city does have a final say because land use entitlements are discretionary and subject to planning board review and city council approval. Also, Alameda Municipal Code provides that the council approve permits for any filling or dredging of city land. City staff will incorporate these and other council concerns into the official comment letter to the Port of Oakland. Last week on the podcast, I noted that before Thanksgiving, the council rejected final passage of an ordinance amending and enhancing the Rent Control Capital Improvement Plan Program, or CIP. That topic was revisited this past Tuesday. Essentially, the CIP allows landlords to recoup the cost of improvements by passing along the cost to tenants in the form of rent increases. Originally, the plan was to prohibit property owners with 5 or more units from applying for CIP. Councilmember Tracy Jensen had originally called for rejecting final passage back in November. At Tuesday's meeting, she expressed a desire to change her initial vote to support Option A, the original city staff recommendation. Under Option A, owners of 2 to 4 unit properties could apply for 100% of capital improvement cost recovery. Owners of 5 to 15 unit properties could apply for 75%, 16 to 24 units, 50%, and owners of properties with 25 or more units would be ineligible. Mayor Ashcraft and Councilmember Vella expressed concern about the burden this would place on the ability of lower-income citizens to afford housing. While public comment was largely against the pass-through, one landlord argued that a small property exemption is necessary for mom-and-pop landlords who financially struggle to make improvements. Councilmember Trish Herrera-Spencer noted that requiring landlords to make improvements without allowing them to raise rents discourages rental availability. Option A ultimately passed on a 3-2 vote, with Ashcraft and Vella voting no. For complete details on Tuesday's council meeting, see Karen Jensen's article at alamedapost.com/news. Meanwhile, on Tuesday, things were happening about 370 miles to the southeast. The California Senate Judiciary Committee held a hearing entitled The Importance of Journalism in the Digital Age. With speakers from academia, high-tech, and news outlets from the LA Times to the Alameda Post, the hearing was designed to be a big-picture look at the state of modern journalism. Among the subjects discussed at the hearing, the creation of so-called news deserts, cities and towns where local news coverage is now non-existent. With the recent shuttering of the Alameda Sun, we here at the Post are now the only newsroom dedicated to covering the stories that affect Alameda. Also on the docket, a discussion of the financial realities and disparities in an environment where giants like Google and Meta control much of the information flow. As our publisher Adam Gillett noted during his testimony, quote, "Local news needs investment and committed funding to ensure that the needs of smaller communities will continue to be served. When 2,000 residents read one of our articles, that means a significant portion of Alameda learns about a local issue that would otherwise go unreported," end quote. For an in-depth look at the hearing, as well as links to the agenda and a recording, see Kelsey Gore's article at alamedapost.com/news. We have also published Adam Gillett's complete remarks to the committee. In that article, you'll also find a link to the video of his testimony. Find Adam's remarks at alamedapost.com/op-ed. While you're there, be sure to check out the latest installment of Two Birds from Alameda. Seagull and Goose provide some great commentary on the state of local news. Back in episode 78, we let you know that the Alameda Unified School District Board of Education was looking for candidates to fill the vacancy left by the resignation of Megan Sweet. Now that the applications are in, the board will be conducting a public interview of the qualifying candidates this evening, Friday the 8th, at 5 p.m. at the district office on 2060 Challenger Drive. The meeting will also be live-streamed via Teams. Community members will have the opportunity to make public comments. For a look at the 10 candidates, their applications, and further details on the meeting, see Susan Davis's article at alamedapost.com/news. Books, movies, audio recordings. How about tools? Yes, the Alameda Free Library putting together a tool lending library similar to the ones in existence in Oakland and Berkeley. There's already a small hand tool lending library at the main branch, but this would represent a major expansion of the program. The full tool library isn't expected to open for 3 to 5 years. Right now, the library is seeking your input on location, budget, and types of tools that will be available. I can't help think, but in a city where the majority of households are rentals, this would be a very welcome addition. For details and links on how you can offer your suggestions, see Tushan Amara Siwardana's article at alamedapost.com/features. Last December, back in episode 33, we first took note of the fact that bald eagles were seen on Bay Farm Island, especially at Corica Park. You may recall that we followed the exploits of Big Junior and her mate as they established a nest and laid eggs. Sadly, no hatching, as last March's atmospheric rivers took their toll. Earlier in November, Big Junior's mate was again sighted on Bay Farm, now known as Corey, after Corica Park. The mate has been observed frequenting trees that the pair used last year. It's not yet nesting season, so Corey's visits are far from predictable. As bald eagles do mate for life, it's hoped that Big Junior will be along shortly. The Friends of the Alameda Wildlife Reserve keeping a close eye on Corey, and will report any new developments as they happen. For some great photos and the complete story on Corey, see Cheryl Nelson Embry's article at alamedapost.com/features. With the holiday season in full swing, events to suit every taste happening all over the island, mark your calendars for Saturday, December 16th at 7:30 as the Alameda Community Chorus, also known as Alameda Sings, presents A Winter's Journey at the Veterans Memorial Building on Central Avenue. There will be a range of holiday offerings, including an audience sing-along. Alameda Sings, also welcoming Joe Lowe as their new president, and encourages all singers ages 13 and up to join them. For details on the concert and links to sign up as a participant for the spring, see alamedapost.com/features. Another holiday tradition, Santa. This time, the jolly old elf will pay a visit to the USS Hornet. He'll be there from 1 to 3 on Sunday and available for pictures with the tots in the cockpit of an F-8 Crusader. Details at alamedapost.com/features. I typically leave the movie reviews to our own Gene Kahane, but wanted to pass along a recommendation that might have slipped under your radar. Even if you're not particularly a fan of monster movies, I cannot recommend Godzilla Minus One highly enough. Usually when describing a kaiju film, it's about the monsters, but Godzilla Minus One tells a powerful human story with superlative acting and special effects that truly stand out. Great film, really one of the best of the year, and you don't even have to leave the island to see it. It's at the Alameda Theater and Cineplex. Another personal note, if I may, if you're driving around Alameda, take some extra caution. There's been some wet weather lately, and the leaves are falling, and trust me, wet leaves can be just as slippery as ice. So take a moment and leave a little extra space and time. Don't forget, until the end of the year, your donation to the Alameda Post goes twice as far thanks to Newsmatch, who will match your donation to the Post dollar for dollar. You can find donation links throughout the Post website. Donations are tax deductible and help keep Alameda informed. There's even some cool thank you gifts. AlamedaPost.com/events for a guide to everything going on in Alameda this weekend. Some quick highlights. Food Bank Players present a Christmas carol at First Congregational Church this weekend, Friday and Saturday night, Sunday matinee. Friday also brings the Blacklight Art Show closing reception to Studio 23 on Encinal from 7 to 9. Farmers Market Saturday from 9 to 1, also Corica Park's Holiday Market from 10:30 to 1. Sunday brings Alameda's 7th annual public menorah lighting at Washington Park from 3:30 to 5, with the menorah lit at 4:15. Many more events at alamedapost.com/events. Thank you for supporting local news for Alameda. Join us as a member, alamedapost.com/memberships. Remember, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Mastodon, Threads, Blue Sky, as well as our own subreddit. Don't forget to subscribe to our channel on Apple News. Find the Postcast wherever you get your podcast, or simply tell your smart device to play the Alameda Postcast podcast. I'm Scott Peeler. To those who celebrate, allow me to wish you a very happy Hanukkah. I'll be back next Friday with episode 82 of the Alameda Postcast.